Welcome to the Side Yard Sidebar. Grab your drink of the night and pull up a chair. Make yourself comfortable as we bring you discussion with substance and some of the best visitors from Boise and beyond. This is the Side Yard Sidebar. This is the Side Yard Sidebar. You're here with your host, Zach, and your co-host and producer of the podcast, Dusty. Dusty, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to talk to you for a final time here in 2019. When we post this to our listeners, it will be 2020 for our listeners. For us, though, this is still 2019, and it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've chatted, Zach. I know we've both been busy. We said we were going to take the week off, be with our families, hang out.
And yeah, so, hang out around the holidays, but yeah. One last conversation to end 2019.
Amen.
I love it.
Yes.
So let's start with a follow-up to our last episode with Becca, where we were talking about fantasy football.
Yes.
We wanted to update the listeners, let them know who won, and the winner was me.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Zach, the winner was Zach of the first annual Side Yard Sidebar Fantasy Football.
And I was in sixth place. Like, only the top six teams make the playoffs. I was in the worst situation, but I somehow made it happen.
Yeah.
So for all you Titans fans or Eagles fans in real life football that are going into the playoffs just limping in,
yeah,
maybe you'll catch fire like I did for
That's
fantasy
right.
football.
And it is. It's playoff time. It's catching fire. You need your best performances starting now.
Exactly. And second place went to Jason. And yep. We already said 10th place, the loser for the league was Luke. Oh, man. So yeah. Let's talk about holidays real quick.
Okay.
Tell me what you did for Christmas.
So Christmas morning, I actually woke my boys up at about 6:30 because I was awake.
You planned that?
No.
Or you just
I was planning
woke
on
up?
Sleeping and having them waking me up, but I was awake for like 30, 40 minutes. Kara was awake, and I was like, why am I? It's
let's just
go.
Nice.
So I woke him up. We went downstairs, opened presents, which, you know, was a blessing to be able to do that for my boys. And then they played. They got like Legos and stuff, so they played with those for a little while. Went to my parents for breakfast, came home, took a nap, and then had my family and Kara's parents over for dinner. A little ham dinner. Just a nice day of chilling with family and hanging out. It was great. I loved it.
That's awesome.
What about for you?
Yeah, for ours, it was not too early of a morning. I can't actually remember the time, but the girls did wake us up, and then it was just family time in the morning. My family came over in the late morning, early afternoon, and we hung out with them, exchanged gifts. And then one of the highlights for me is we started this big fight with like Nerf guns, but also throwing like pillows.
I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, all sorts of random stuff. And it was like my brother with a couple of nieces and nephews, or one of my daughters, and then me on the other team. And we're just, you know, throwing stuff at each other. So
that was
it
great.
It was a wild battle.
But it was fun though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
We haven't done anything like that in a long time. So that was the highlight. And then everybody cleaned up. So that was nice. And then Daniel's mom and that part of the family came over on Christmas night. And then our tradition, we were trying to figure out if it's been like 9 or 10 years, but it's been going on a long time, is Indian food for Christmas night.
Really?
So she gets, Daniel's mom gets it at Madhuban.
Okay.
There off of State Street. And then, yeah, it's just awesome.
That's great.
And like the first couple of years, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. But now it's like, I can't imagine Christmas dinner any other way.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on this podcast before of what are some of those traditions that are a little bit different, and, you know, do you have ham or turkey or whatever
exactly.
It is, but you have Indian food on
Christmas more
night.
Maybe more of a traditional breakfast brunch, but then at dinner, we're
That's
getting
cool,
the
though.
Rice, the tikka masala, and all of it, man.
That's great.
And there was some hot sauce in there that was just, oh, man, it was crazy. So, it, you know, I suggest go with the mild. Get it, the hot sauce on the side.
Love it.
Yeah, it was good.
Sweet. That's great.
Now, tell me, how did you feel about the end of the football season with the Niners getting that win over Seattle?
Oh,
we have to mention it quickly.
Well, I felt great. I mean, it was awesome. So You and Kyle, the three of us, were on this text thread, and someone showed this video or this picture of a sports analyst or whatever saying that the Niners were going to go like 4-12.
No, 3-12. That was the final record.
And I was just like, what? But then thinking back,
that was before the season.
We went, I mean, our way too early prediction. We had them at one point going like 12 wins.
Yeah, you and Kyle had them the highest. Like, 12-4, maybe 13-3, one of you said.
And then we backed it
off
a little bit.
And I was pretty low. I was like 9-7. Then when we got to the season, you and Kyle ended up at 10-6.
Yeah.
And I was 11-5, so then I was over bullish.
But we all won. Yeah, and so that last game, when we lost the overtime game first, my wife, who is a Seahawk fan, was very happy. And I thought that was a great game. I thought this game, though, we were going to destroy them because they've had injuries. But again, a great
game. And they
game.
Were answering every drive. The Niners would come back and answer, and it felt comfortable until that last possession where the Seahawks still had, just over 2 minutes?
And like eight tries to get into
touchdown.
The end zone.
Oh, yeah, and brought it all the way down.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. I really think the screw-up, though, is taking that delay game. And I'm sure
it was because
people have said that. But it's like, try to run Marshawn at least once.
He was in there for that. And then they got their delay a game and they pulled him out. And then that kind of hurt it.
That Niners D made me feel so good, though. I really thought it was not going to happen. Because they were moving down the field pretty good. They're tired. The Niners D is tired. They're not getting pressure. And then they finally were getting a little pressure on Russell.
Yeah.
So he had to throw it just a hair soon, and it made a difference.
Yep. And I'm sure the Seahawk fans are going to complain about the no-call pass interference a few plays before the end. But, I mean,
that's amazing.
It was great.
Make your comments. Let's see what they are.
But then we had, a huge stop. Who was it, Greenlaw at the end that stopped him right at the line? I mean, it was great.
You know what's
going to
be the best is that I'm hoping definitely for a Saints win and a Seattle win.
Because then we see him again.
Because, I want Seattle to come to San Fran again.
Yep.
And let's see it in the playoffs.
Round three.
Let's see the Saints in Green Bay. And if Seattle comes in again and beats us, then great. We didn't deserve to be there. But if we get that little rest.
That'd be great.
You know, our bye week was in week four.
I know.
I mean,
and Emmanuel Sanders hadn't had a bye week yet.
Oh, yeah, I saw
He missed
that.
Ours, and then he came back to us.
Exactly.
So he hasn't had one yet, but. Well, yeah, I was very pleased. I'm excited. I'm ready for the playoffs.
I feel a lot better with that bye.
Now, can you say that it's all Bosa? Because we got him at the second with a second pick this last year. We went from a not very strong team or missing a few pieces, and now we have that defense lined up.
Yeah, I think he did play a big role with the defense, but I would say overall it was to me, the coaching staff, and then John Lynch acquiring some pieces, like making that Sanders trade, getting some great rookies, because Bosa's done great, but Deebo Samuel's done great as well.
Deebo.
And then Greenlaw, the linebacker. There's just players that have had to play because of injuries. The tackle, I forget his name, but he had to fill in on left tackle and right tackle, I think. So I would say the coaching staff is what I'm the most impressed with. The general manager, get the right people in there, get the right attitude, so that even if we did have those injuries, two or three players deep, we could still overcome it.
Yep.
And you could see that with Seattle. They had a lot of injuries going into that week 17. They still played great, though, because they could overcome it. Great coaching staff, great culture.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm hoping. It's not just a flash in the pan and a one-year thing with the Niners. Let's see that every year.
Yep.
Even if we don't have the best this or that, they still get production because the overall team believes, the coaching staff, creates that culture.
Yeah,
and I guess
I
would credit some of the captains on the team. I'm sure they're helping feed a great culture, Staley and Sherman and whatnot. So
absolutely. Totally agree with that.
Well, let's keep things moving. We're moving to 2020 resolutions. So some people are afraid to say these things. For both of us, we're just going to put it out there. No fear. Let's get it out there. And if we aren't able to accomplish it, then great. Yeah. We're at least on record for it. What do you have going on?
Well, before we go into this, I want to know your thoughts on resolutions, because I've read a few articles and some of these different groups that I follow on Instagram just say, if it was a resolution, you would have started it already. Why wait until here? Which I agree with.
Yeah, so, and I think for us, it's probably, or at least for me, it's different going into it this year because we've already been working on certain things.
Right. So
personally,
I see these as new goals that we are reaching for. So not so much, this year I'm going to be great, but it's, here's my goal. And yeah, we have been working towards it. And so we're going to continue to work towards that. But my 2020 goals, you know, one thing I really do miss is running. I used to enjoy it. I mean, I did that throughout high school, college, and a little bit after. And the last time I really went on a solid run was when I had my heart attack a while back. And then since then, I've been kind of nervous, scared. I've gotten into it. I've done, like this last summer, you and I were going back and forth with what we were doing, and I'd go out and run like 4 or 5 miles, and I miss that. So I want to consistently work to doing a nice 3 to 5 miles if I want to go out. It's like, you know what, I'm going to go out, do a nice 3 to 5 miles, and then continue my day, not make that 3 to 5 miles be, I need to rest for the rest of the day because I'm so out of shape. So I'd really like to get back to running comfortably. And that's going to mean hitting the gym, watching, obviously, what I'm eating, because it hurts to run when you pack on more pounds. So all of that are, you know, short-term little goals on top of the big goal of being able to run 3 to 5 miles. Just casually, I would like to do that.
That's awesome. And that seems like something that you definitely have to build up to, because like you're saying, you have some qualifiers with yours.
Yeah.
You could force yourself and just kill yourself into running 3 to 5 miles, but then,
right,
like you're saying, you might be useless the rest of the day. So
yeah, I want to be able to go out, do it, and then, like, that's, I start my day that way.
Oh, there you
I
go.
Would like that. So
nice.
One of my goals. What about for you? What's a goal you have?
Yeah, for mine, well, I'll stay in the same lane in terms of, like, physical strength is continuing weight loss. I've had some good success with that throughout the fall, but I had kind of a lofty goal, and I realized that it's like putting a number to it. At some point, you do have to measure what you're doing, but maybe it's not always about the number. It's about the effort.
Yeah.
And so there's been times through the last 5 or 6 months where I felt really great with the effort, and then times where I felt not as good with it. So for me, I am going to put a number there, and I'm going to try to attack that. But mainly overall, it's about the effort going into it, is kind of on a daily basis or like on a weekly basis, judging, okay, do I care about this? Am I putting in enough effort toward it, or am I not?
Right.
And grading myself off of that.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it
takes
me. And
you've been doing a great job. I mean, this isn't a goal you are just starting. Like, you've been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
And you've been doing
excellent
with that.
Well, I put a crazy goal out there because I said, if I hit this crazy goal, then I'm going to do a boxing match for my birthday.
Yeah.
With Brian, one of our visitors from season one. I didn't get to that number. But what I realized is I made a lot of good progress.
Absolutely. You
did. And I don't need to stop that. I need to continue it. But it was a really crazy goal. I would have really needed to sacrifice almost everything. And I wasn't quite ready to do that.
Yeah.
So the sacrifices I did make, okay, I can be proud of those. I'll keep those going forward.
Yeah.
But I have to have more intense focus, maybe more sacrifices to ultimately get to that number.
And I'm impressed.
And we'll see if we can
reschedule
it with him
another time. See if he'll agree to later. Now, I have more goals than that, but that was the one that came up to my mind that I wanted to share. But let's talk sidebar goals.
Yeah.
Because we're doing this, and by the way, if you hear voices in the background of this, our friends are in the other room.
They're starting to gather for the party.
Yeah.
It's the New Year's Eve party.
It's what we do.
This is when we're recording.
Yeah. So
there's a couple people coming over.
So, like, I know as a podcast, I want, one of the goals is to increase our number of listeners, right? Our weekly listeners. But I don't want that to be our goal.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone has that goal. I mean, I don't think we're trying to make this a full-time, you know, I would like to get sponsorships. I would like to have all that stuff. But I think the goal that I have for this podcast is to continue to be real with the visitors, the questions, and what we say on this podcast, right? Like to continue.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that it's, you know, the brand is what's important.
Yeah.
Is saying, hey, this is what the Side Yard's about. Here's the people we bring in and decide to speak with. And I do think that we can push ourselves to expand who we bring on.
Yes.
And just get different people, like continue to expand that. The jump from season one to season two has been great.
Yes, it has.
And we realize things through the holidays with scheduling and booking, and we can get better at what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we want to bring that content that is great for our listeners.
Exactly.
So it's not about a number per se, but it is about if it's great content, people will share it.
That's...
People will say, you got to listen to this. This was interesting. This person was awesome to listen to.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. Or this was funny or whatever it was. Because each week is different.
And some of the people that we have, you know, on the schedule, but through the holidays, obviously a lot of people are busy, are visitors that we feel would be interesting and our listeners would love to hear. Because there's a few that are, I am excited to interview or to visit with, because they're just, they're going to bring in a new attitude and a new idea to the Side Yard Sidebar that we haven't had before. And so I'm excited to get those people. We're going to wrap up season two right before our birthdays, take a little break for our birthday time, and then come back with season three.
Exactly.
And it's going to be great. And we're going to continue to push ourselves to be great, push ourselves as far as me, as far as editing, producing, things like that. I want to get better. One of my goals is to submit one of these to a contest of some sort.
And it's scary, people. I mean, the listeners don't need me to say this, but I will say it. When the best producer in all of the land, it wants to get better, you just know it's going to be off the charts.
It is.
This guy's already killing it. He's crushing it. He really sets things up. He makes it nice for the visitors, for me each week. He does a great job.
Yeah,
and
it's going
to
work.
I
want to be
better.
I want to be better. So I'm going to be better.
Well,
that's what I do.
Let's keep this going. Now, we tricked the listeners because at this point in the show, you're not thinking you're getting drink of the night, but you are getting it. So, Dusty, what's drink of the night to kick off your New Year's Eve celebrations?
My New Year's Eve celebration is a LaCroix berry flavored LaCroix. Just to keep it sweet.
Are you starting your resolution early? Are you not drinking?
No, I'm just starting it tonight.
Oh, you're just starting with the berry.
Well, because I have a lot of things I want to do tomorrow, and I don't want to get all gross and drunk and blah, 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 because it's not fun
That's
for me.
Awesome.
It's not fun for anyone else, so I'm starting off with berry. I'm going to keep myself hydrated. I'm going to go into tomorrow ready to crush everything.
Perfect.
What are you doing?
Now, for me, I'd like to say I'm on the same path as you.
You are.
I'd like to feel great tomorrow.
Yes.
But I did start with an IPA. It's the Rotating IPA series from Grand Teton Brewing, and it's Hoplexity. And really, it's an awesome one. It's volume 11 in the series, and I enjoy the taste. The hops are definitely crazy, so the name fits perfectly.
Love it. Yeah, and that looks really good. I'm not going to lie. I think I sent you a text a few days ago saying my last beer until my birthday.
Yes, exactly.
And so, I mean, that doesn't mean I can't do whiskey or whatnot, but my last beer until February was the other night. And I sent it to Zach because if I tell Zach
something,
you're
going to be loving it.
If I tell him, he's going to hold me to it.
Yeah, I'll hold you to it. But also, you have the skills to make it happen.
Oh,
yeah. The resolve. So,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be great.
I will be enjoying some whiskey later tonight, but for right now, Barry LaCroix.
Perfect. So let's, as we end this episode, it's a quick one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's going to be a great celebration we're heading into here. I mean, 2020, man. I can't even, like, even as a kid, I was never thinking, like, oh, 2020, what was going to happen?
I know.
I'm so glad I'm here, though, with you.
I am,
celebrating
too.
Together.
This is
great. It
feels
so good.
It does.
But tell me about, out of all of our visitors, our initial year, 2019, I know we can't mention every single person, but what are some highlights to you? Like, give me 30 seconds and just go for it.
Okay. I always love talking with Trevor. Trevor is one of my favorite people to just listen to. I get him started. Hey, tell me something about this. And he goes, and I totally love it. I also really, really enjoyed our time with Brandolin. And now they have a baby. And so I feel like the little side yard community expanded by one.
Yeah.
And so I loved our conversation with her. And congratulations to her and Danny. And gosh, those two were my highlights, I think. I mean, I could go with everyone. There's something funny about everything, and I loved, but those two were my highlight.
That's awesome.
What about you?
Yeah, for me, I enjoyed the opening of season two where Matt came on, and we talked to him about different things, and then it's like the apparel and the sweatshirts and t-shirts and hats he's done are just awesome. So we definitely thank him. And I enjoyed Becca, and she did come on for a second time in season two. And I liked her approach because she would share and like give us information and like details, but also was very professional about it. And I don't know, every conversation with her was definitely very easy. We definitely appreciate Kyle being a multi-time visitor and like sharing things about the Niners. That's always fun too.
Yeah.
And, you know, overall, I think that each person in 2019, whether they've been close friends to ours, people in the community, wherever they've come from, they've added something to what we're trying to create. And we thank all of them.
Yeah. I just, now you mentioned that, then I came back with, how did I forget about Dan with the WASMA Center for Human Rights? Like that was
a
powerful
great
episode for me. And then I was, it's just, there's so many people. I was like, oh, but what about this one and this one? So to all of our visitors from 2019, thank you so much for joining us. Each one of you had something great to offer. We appreciate it. We love you. And we're moving forward into 2020 ready to bring the same for our listeners.
That's amazing. Last thing to close out the year. Give me one bold prediction for 2020.
Ooh.
We did not plan this off the top of your head, man. One bold prediction.
Niners Super Bowl champions.
Wow. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Did I?
Amazing.
That's a bold prediction.
I thought you were going to predict, like, the president, who's going to be the president or something
gosh,
like that.
No. No.
Yeah,
that
no
would be my
at
one.
That.
Well, did you want to do that? I'll come up with another one. Let me make another bold prediction for 2020.
Go for it. No, you can have that one. That's awesome.
Let's see. Bold prediction for 2020. I believe that you and I both will encounter something within this next year that is going to be very, very challenging for us, whether that be together or separate. But we will face that challenge head on. We will crush it. And we will come out the other side a better person.
That's very bold.
It's bold.
It's very vague, though.
It is.
A challenge.
Something is going to rock both of us in some way this year. And we're going to go head on into it and move through it.
Dude, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it there. I love your predictions. And thank you so much for a great 2019.
Absolutely.
You're the best producer in the business.
And you are the
and
best
I love
host
you
in
so
the
much.
Business. I love you too.
Dusty, thank you for letting me know you tonight. Thank
Zach,
you for letting me know you in 2019.
You're welcome. And Zach, thank you for letting me know you, and for the visitors, thank you for letting us know you as well.
We love the visitors and the listeners.